Good morning, family. God bless you and welcome to 5 Minutes to Live By. Let's talk about men, how we can glorify our wives and glorify our children and glorify our family. Y'all come on in. We got a great 5 minutes of inspiration I want to give you. We call this 5 Minutes to Live By. I'm live on Facebook and YouTube about this time every day. Well, at least 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. And then we are rebroadcast on all of your major podcast platforms. And we'd love for you to share that, learn from that. Sometimes I'll listen to it on Alexa, or I get in my car and I'll bring up my favorite podcast, which I guess since I'm a podcaster, I'm one of my favorite podcasters. But good morning. We also call today Good News Friday. It's a Friday, and so we don't let the bad news take us down. We bring God the good news. That's our testimony. And we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of our testimony. So all this week, we've been talking about the power of love, the strong man. Last week, I talked about the power of influence, the priceless woman. This woman is just so valuable. She's extremely valuable. She influences her husband even without the word. The Bible says her inner man, her inner being is of great price. He says that she's far above rubies in Proverbs, and that the heart of her husband trusts in her completely. That's an invaluable woman. And men, if you got a woman, know that she is priceless. And women walk in that pricelessness. I made that word up. But you are priceless. But men, you are the strong man. You are the one that you are the priest, you are the prophet, you are the provider, and you are the protector. So this week, we've been talking about that fourth element, the protector. I am the one. I'm the strong man. The Bible says that no man, and I need to read that for you specifically in Mark 3:27, no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his goods. He's got to first bind. Spoil means to take it for his own. And so the enemy cannot spoil our women and our children if there's a strong man there. Now, here's the challenge that we're running into. Too many men have advocated their responsibility to be the strong man. And therefore, because the women refuse to just lay up and die, many of them have had to enter into what I call survival mode. And so they had to take care of themselves, and the children have become provoked with wrath and anger because the strong man has not stood up. But I want you to understand why that is so important, that men, we love our wives with a sacrificial love. I know everybody, like, I love you and the boot up and the eros love and even the friendship love. But what God says when he says husbands love your wives, that word love there is a God. That's a sacrificial love. That's an unconditional love. And so we don't want our wives to feel like Leah, where God says Leah was hated. And so Leah had to enter into survival mode, and God took care of her. But men, we have a responsibility to be the strong man and to love our wives and to love our children so that they're not provoked to wrath and anger. And then we talked about the power of covering. Not only must we love them, we must cover them. The Bible says love covers a multitude of sin. Maybe you worked really hard to get Rachel, but you ended up with Leah, the lazy eye girl, and you was frustrated. But it don't matter how, when, where, or why you got in the marriage that you're in. Your wife and your children deserve to be covered in your love. And even if they're not what you thought they would be, you just do your part. You love them and you cover them. And finally, today, I want you to glorify them. Too many men have brought shame and embarrassment to their families, absentee dads, unfaithful husbands, non-working men. And so they've left their families and their wives unloved, uncovered, and unprotected. But God says that when you do your job, you bring glory. See, sometimes your family may have to go through a little suffering, but God says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared. Yeah, me and my wife struggled at the beginning of our marriage. And, you know, we had to live in a little one bedroom apartment. Our first bed I got from a yard sale. Yes, really. And we went through a little something coming up in life. And some of you may have been in the trailer park, you know, but you made it work. You made it do what it do. But when you are working, hallelujah, you're going to rise above that. A good man falleth 7 times, but he gets back up again. We bring glory to our family even after our suffering, because our suffering can't be compared to the glory that shall be revealed. We bring glory to our family through our sacrifice. We've sacrificed to get here. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory which shall be revealed. Well, another glory comes when Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And so, man, we must sacrifice. We must be willing to sacrifice to protect our family. God gave his life for us. What are you willing to give for your home, for your family? And finally, we bring glory through our praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's an implication. We normally say when praises go up, blessings come down. Well, man, I am determined, and I believe that if I just keep praising God, even if it's a sacrifice of praise, even if I have to leap for joy, if I keep praising God, God will show up on time. And so in that time of praise, I'm also going to work, but I'm going to believe God. I'm going to trust God, because we bring the glory to our family. When there's a strong man, there will be glory. When there's a strong man, there will be prayer. When there's a strong man, there will be praise. When there's a strong man, the suffering turns into glory. When there's a strong man, there's a sacrifice, but that sacrifice brings results, because God says, behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to pay every man according to what his work shall be. That's why Jesus said, I must work the work of him that sent me while it's day. Listen, let's glorify our families today. Let's glorify our homes. Let's glorify our wives. Let's glorify our children. Let's glorify our ministry, our calling, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My time is up. This is Good News Friday. I want you to go through today believing that God has something special for you. Don't focus on the negative. You focus on the things that are pure and good and virtuous and praise and good report. If there be any virtue, be any praise, think on these things. There are 8 things in Philippians 4:8 that God gives us to think on. You go study that and you think on those 8 things. Think on them and say, this is a good day. I may have had a bad week, but I'm going to have a good day. I may have had a bad month, but I'm going to have a good day. I may have had a bad year, but I'm going to have a good day. Don't just live life. Live a victorious life and have an amazing day. You all be blessed.